to the radio station. Found a host that would talk to me. She said, yeah, come on in, it's okay. She said, my show starts at 3. She said, yeah.
Hello, listeners. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional territory of the Musqueam people at the Vancouver campus of the University of British Columbia. This is BB's Disco Party. I am BB. Welcome to my party. Every Tuesday between 3 and 4 p.m., you can tune in for music and news from Discorder Magazine. I'm the editor of Discorder, and I like taking questions about the magazine. I like talking about the magazine. I like sometimes talking about things that aren't related to the magazine, but I try to keep that on the minimum. If you want to contact me during the live broadcast of BB's Disco Party, you can hop on Twitter and tweet at Discorder Meg. I will be on there during the live broadcast, or you can reach me anytime by emailing editor@citr.ca. Shoot me an email. Say hello. Tell me what you think of the magazine, if you dare. This week on the show, I had promised an interview between two CITR Discorder alums captured at Discorder's 401st issue party, but I didn't have time to edit the audio, so I am pushing that to next week. That'll be Tuesday, September 4th is when it will air. So this past week, I have been hot and heavy editing articles for the September issue of Discorder, which hits streets next week. As a consolation prize, a chunk of this episode will be dedicated to previewing the September issue. So if you're curious to know what will be coming up in Discorder, well, I'm going to talk about it a little bit today. So keep listening is what I'm saying. Part of the reason why I need to edit the audio from the two CITR Discorder alums is that there's a part of the discussion where the password to the Shindig submission email is said on the recording, which means that if I'd played the audio raw, any of you would be able to log into our Shindig account and see all the bands that have submitted to this year's Shindig Battle of the Bands competition. And we absolutely cannot have that happen. But let me just say, the submissions this year are good. They're so good. Thank you. If you have submitted, thank you. You're amazing. So excited to see you perform. If you don't know what Shindig is, it is a Battle of the Bands competition put on by CITR and Discorder. It's as old as Discorder magazine. It used to be hosted at the Railway Club before it became a Donnelly Beer Cafe. And then for the last couple of years, Shindig has been at Hastings Mill Brewery on East Hastings, which is otherwise known as Pat's Pub. So local emerging bands face off, three bands each night, and then we have some secret guest judges that are usually like local artists, established musicians, label owners, other industry people, and then they choose a winner to move on to the next round. It's your typical like round robin type thing. Admission is $6, and all the proceeds goes towards CITR's music department and putting on the event and putting it back into the community. So Shindig begins in October, but the submissions are still open for a couple more weeks. If you are a band who wants to get better at live performances and play a really cool gig for the radio station, you should definitely sign up for Shindig. Visit our website, citr.ca, for more information, or email shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Ask your questions there. Send us your recordings, and maybe we'll see you at Pat's Pub. All right, so all three Shindig finalists, which are normally determined around Valentine's Day every year, they receive features in Discorder. So two previous Shindig finalists have cashed in their features for this upcoming September issue, and that is Board Decor and Sorry Edith. Sorry Edith is now known as Landline. They changed their name last week. So we're going to listen to some Board Decor and Landline now. This is Board Decor with the song Spasms.
Our life is legato, conversations staccato, bodies in vibrato,
shaken, ankle, waiting for your suspense to plow home. Provide the notation for absentee elation. My God, I'm still quaking. What's causing these vibrations? Why this place and this insatiable? Any form of pleasure is relief. Any form of pleasure is relief. Any form of pleasure is relief. Within the depths of doing nothing, that's not too hard to be.
Two worlds, two worlds and two. Timber Concerts and CITR present Superorganism with guest Yuno, Friday, August 31st at the Imperial. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, or online.
The UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
Hello, you are still listening to BB's Disco Party. Thank you so much on CITR 101.9 FM. I am BB. That music that we just heard was Bored to Core with the song Spasms. They secretly released that song to be able to listen to on their Bandcamp. They have a forthcoming album. They are also featured in the September issue of Discorder. So, yeah, you can pick up an issue of Discorder, the September issue, next week sometime. This episode of BB's Disco Party, I'm previewing the issue a little bit. And then after Bored to Core was Sorry Edith, who is now not Sorry Edith. Sorry Edith is now called Landline. They have changed their name. We played the song Boredom is Beauty. If you want to know a bit more about the band and why they changed their name, go to Discorder. I bet you just can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the issue in print. It's looking really, really good. All right, Landline will also be playing CITR and Discorder's Victory Square Block Party this Sunday, September 2nd. I really hope you plan on coming. CITR and Discorder staff work their butts off every summer, the exec as well, to bring you a free outdoor music festival. Yes, that is a free outdoor music festival. It is the talk of the town. It's the official closing party to that season we love known as summer. The Victory Square Block Party. It is on the edge of the downtown east side and Gastown, kind of at that threshold there at Canby and Hastings. It starts at, well, a soft start, I'll say, at 1 p.m., a hard start at 2 p.m. Great bands, really good raffle prizes. All the proceeds will be going to Megaphone Magazine this year. Next up, I'm going to play some music that you'll hear at Victory Square Block Party. And if you like what you hear, come Sunday. It's going to be a real swell time. Here is Club Sofa with the song MySpace 2009.
The summer gets so hot, but it's only 4 July. It says our days are numbered, but no one
out for them. She hates the way I dress. The summer gets so hot. Take your fucking hoodie off. And she is complicated. And she is out of her mind. All fucked up and jaded, sorry for breaking your heart. It must have broke a thousand times. Your heart must have broke a thousand times. Oh, you must have broke a thousand times. Your heart must have broke a thousand times. Company, but it's only for the night. Sends a dirty text message. Can I sleep between your thighs? Well, I hate myself and I know she hates the mess. Sends a dirty text message. Take the fucking hoodie on. And she is complicated. And she is out of her mind. All fucked up and jaded, sorry for breaking your heart. It must have broke a thousand times. Your heart must have broke a thousand times. Oh, you must have broke a thousand times.
We'll be right back. catch myself.
I keep falling asleep. I keep keeping secrets I don't want to keep. I want to drive a car around, honk honk, beep beep. I keep dreaming, but I keep falling asleep. Each of my eyes is a different size, but you can't tell when they're closed. I keep thinking that I've left the house when I haven't even put on clothes. It's hot and it's humid and summer is almost done. Did I do enough stuff? Did I have enough fun? Got a year left and I'm leaving this city. Making a promise to myself, I'm promising to me.
I feel like I'm waking up, getting to the end of a dream. I'm gonna do the things that make it worth it, that make it worth it, that make it worth it, make it worth it, make it worth it.
ever find yourself just scrolling through Instagram stories, uncertain what you're going to do next? Well, put down your phone and turn up the radio. Because it's BB's Disco Party.
Thank you for joining me. I'm feeling very musical today. You may have noticed that I'm like quasi singing every time I come on the radio. I have no idea what that is. I have absolutely no idea why I'm doing that. But the thing is that if you come on CITR and you make radio, you can do crazy things like sing in the middle of a song or I don't know. The point is you should come on CITR and make some radio. It's almost September. For a lot of folks, I know that is the start of a new year, or it feels like the start of a new year, because we have been conditioned to consider September as the start of the new year. So if making radio is something that you want to do, come over to the station. Come to CITR, take a station tour. Or email dora@volunteer@citr.ca and learn how to get involved. All right, I've already talked too much without saying what you just heard. We just listened to a whole bunch of music that will be at the Victory Square Block Party this Sunday, September 2nd, which is a free outdoor event. So to start that off, were two songs by Club Sofa. That was MySpace 2009 and Cool For Me. Those are both demos. They're both available on their Bandcamp if you want to hear them again. I'm really sorry, because I realized in the first song there were some F-bombs and I didn't do a content warning, and I'm really sorry about that. Yeah, I hope you like them nonetheless. Anyways, after that was the band Yip. That's Y-E-P with the song Julian. After that was Devours, kind of an older track, but I hear the Devours is coming up with some new music very soon. The song that you heard was Friday Night Fur, and then after that, a very short and sweet track by Future Star, the song Honk Honk, off of one of many albums that were released over the last little while. Very excited to see all those artists live. There will be even more artists. If you're curious about Victory Square Block Party, what it's all about, maybe visit Facebook and type it in and RSVP. Tell us that you're going to be there. There'll be free. No, there won't be. I was about to say there will be free ice cream. It's not true at all. There'll be ice cream for purchase. It's going to be cheap, almost free. Anyway. So let's circle back to the September issue of Discorder. Kind of been going back and forth with previewing the issue that's about to come out and Victory Square Block Party. So in the September issue, I'm very excited to say that there will be an interview with Andrea Warner, who is the writer of Buffy St. Marie, the authorized biography. It's coming out on Greystone Books towards the end of the month. Joshua Azizi had a brilliant interview with Andrea about the book and about Buffy St. Marie and kind of the practice of collaborating with her. She is a Cree artist and activist working from the 70s until now, still making some very badass music. We are going to listen to some Buffy St. Marie, wet our palate. Any excuse to play Buffy St. Marie on the radio is an excuse that I will take. So this is going to show the range of Buffy St. Marie, if you will. We're going to start off with the song Poppies from her album Illuminations, which was released in 1969. I believe I'll confirm that for when I come back. And then it was sort of like a precursor. The entire album was brilliant. It was a precursor to electronic and synthesizer music. And then we'll listen to War Racket, a song that was included on the compilation Medicine Songs, which was released last year. So this is Buffy St. Marie with the song Poppies.
I tiptoe across your dream each night, so as not to wake you. Asleep in your suburb, a garland of flowers, yellow and white on your way. Poppies
Sure you're slick, you investors in hate. You Saddams and you Bushes, you Bin Ladens and snakes. You billionaire bullies, you a globalized curse. You put war on the masses and then you clean out the purse. And that's how it's done. War after war, you old feudal parasites, you just sacrifice the poor. You got the cutting edge weapons, but your scam's still the same as it's been since the Romans. Yo, it's the Patriot game. Yo, that's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. You twisters of language, you creeps of disguise. Yeah, disinformation, it's like worms in your eyes. You privileged bankers, you gambler thieves. You profit on war, you think it's just less money in peace. So that's how it's done. Time after time, country after country, and crime after crime. You pretend it's religion, like there's no one to blame for the dead and impoverished in your little patriot game. Honey, that's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. You got the world's greatest power, and you team up with thugs, make a fortune on weapons, destruction and drugs. But your flags and boots and uniforms, they start to all smell the same when all sides are killing in the Patriot game. And that's how it's done. And you've got our sons in the crosshairs of horror at the end of your guns. And your national anthems, they start to all smell like shame when all sides are dying in the Patriot game. It's just a war racket. That's just a war racket. It's just a war racket. It's just a war racket. And war is never, ever holy. It's just a greedy man's dream. And you two-faced crusaders, both sides are obscene. War is not made by God. War is just made by men who misdirect our attention while you thieves do your thing. And that's how it's done. About every 30 years, the rich fill their coffers, the poor fill with tears. The young fill the coffins, the old hang a wreath. The politicians get photographed with their names underneath. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. That's the war racket. It's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket.
Hi, this is Portia from Pale Res, live from the first night of Music Waste at Fortune Sound Club. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. I'm redoing this because I'm a little bit mad to say this, but Miles deleted the one I did before. It was better than this.
Welcome back, welcome back.
The Black, Indigenous, and People of Color Welcome Dinner at UBC is on August 29th. Come to the Marine Drive Residence Ballroom at 5:30 p.m. to create dialogue, participate in activities, get resources, and make new friends over a slice of pizza or three. Presented by the Equity and Inclusion Office, in partnership with Jumpstart.
Hello. Before that little ad break, you heard Buffy Sainte-Marie. There were two songs by Buffy Sainte-Marie recorded nearly 50 years apart. That was Poppies off Illuminations from 1970. 69, and War Racket from Medicine Songs, which was just released last year. Such an incredible, diverse art practice. I can't even believe it. You're listening to BB's Disco Party. I'm BB. This is my party. So Andrea Warner, who's the writer of Buffy St. Marie's biography, is a feature in the September issue of Discorder magazine, which hits streets next week. I've said that a lot. Why? Because this is the program where I get to talk about Discorder, and I hope that you're really excited about Discorder. We're coming out of a hiatus, so I'm really antsy. I'm jittery. I can't wait to see the next issue. I can't wait to share it with you. Looping back to this biography on Buffy St. Marie, it'll be released in late September. There will be a free release show at the Fox Cabaret, so read the article for information on that. Also, in October, Buffy St. Marie will be in town and in conversation with Andrea Warner at the Vancouver Writers Festival. Cannot wait for that. I spoke with someone. Apparently, tickets go on sale sort of soon, so keep an eye out because it's guaranteed to sell out. Also, in the September issue of Discorder, there will be a lot of reviews. There's a review of Primp's album release called Half Bloom, or rather their album called Half Bloom that was released earlier this summer. The review is written by Evan Christensen. You're going to have to pick up a copy to give it a read, but we're going to listen to some tracks right now. This is Primp with the song Outside.
Cause I don't care.
Yes, 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 yes. That was Primp with the songs Outside Sure and Funky off of their album Half Bloom, which is reviewed in the September issue of Discorder. It's a great review. It's a great band. Love it. Absolutely in love with it. So we're approaching the end of my show. Please tune in next Tuesday, September 4th, to hear another BB's Disco Party. I'm going to play a conversation with some Discorder alumni recorded at our party in July. It's also going to be back to school day at UBC, so it's going to be a little crazy on campus. And then also next Tuesday is going to be my final BB's Disco Party. This radio program was a summer special. I might be back. Maybe there'll be a winter BB's Disco Party. I don't know. We'll see. I want to give a very, very, very special thank you to The Misc, who has done all of the theme music for BB's Disco Party, all of that lovely, all of the lovely theme music. I'm sure you love it. I'm sure you sing along to it. Also, shout out to Jessica Johnson, who is the lead vocalist for those Misc tracks, who is moving very far away and is going to be sorely missed. All right, so this episode of BB's Disco Party, we have been bouncing back and forth between previewing the September issue of Discorder and Victory Square Block Party, which is happening this Sunday. So we're going to go back to the Block Party and close the show with some Mama Rude Gal. Mama Rude Gal is a previous Shindig winner and Discorder feature. We're going to play an older track in just a moment, but I encourage you to keep your dial tuned to CITR 101.9 FM to listen to 1 hour of new music editions to our digital library that's coming up next, and then Mel Woods' Into the Woods at 5 p.m. This is Mama Rude Gal with the song Puttin' On. See you next week.
A soldier in the fight.